Have you ever asked yourself this question? What if Jesus Christ had decided to take out an ad in the newspaper and start advertising for workers? I wonder exactly what that would sound like. If Christ were to walk down the street from this church and decide, you know what, I'm going to recruit some workers. I need people to sign up for my work. And Jesus decided to go down to the Searchlight newspaper to the bottom of the hill here. And he asked to take out an ad in the weekend edition of the newspaper. What that ad would sound like? Maybe it would sound something like this. Men and women wanted for the difficult task of helping to build my church. You will often be misunderstood, even by those working with you. You will face constant attack from an invisible enemy. You may not see the results of your labor, or your full rewards will not come till after all your work is completed. It may cost you your home, your ambition, and even your life. I seriously wonder, if an ad like that were to appear in the newspaper, how many of us would respond to such an ad? How many of us would say, you know what, sign me up for that task. Pick me. I want to work for that. I want to be employed at this job in which there are no promise of any immediate benefits. Do you realize that? There are no earthly honor, no earthly recognition is even guaranteed. Beloved, I want to break the news to you this morning. This is precisely what a Christian, this is precisely what a disciple, this is precisely what a follower of Christ is. I'm on. This is precisely what it is. The name Christian is not just a title. It is a new way of thinking. It is a new way of living. Christianity is a lifestyle change. It's a lifestyle alteration. That's why when you read places like in the book of Acts, you would read a account there in the book of Acts and you would see martyrs like Stephen who died for the cause of Christ because he knew exactly what it meant to be a believer. Today we are living in a day and age where Christians, whether if they just slightly have a headache, they're staying home. If somebody just mashed them on their big toe, or somebody were to say something that they don't like, they get offended, they leave the church and they're not coming back. Do you really understand what it means to be a follower of Christ? That it means that you're going to put up with some stuff. It's not going to always be sunny days. And we are living in a time in which Christianity has gone through some rebranding, by the way. Today, the term Christian, or the name Christian, it is so broad and it's so accommodating. Many today believe that you can just behave anyway. Behave anyhow and still be considered a Christian. There are others who believe that you can not only behave, but you can believe anything you want to believe and still be considered a Christian. I can behave anyhow and I can believe anything and still be considered a Christian. That is not true according to the Christian Bible. That is not true. Because Jesus even made a point. Jesus said, by their fruits you shall know them. You're a child of God, you're going to bear fruits that is indicative or representative of your Savior. You're going to reflect the very character of your Savior. That is Christianity. That is Christianity. The truth of the matter is, again, we are living in a time where people believe anything. Some people even propose to us that you don't even have to believe in the dead, burial, and resurrection, some would say. You don't even have to believe in the gospel some want us to believe. Just live good and love one another. Live in love. And again, I've said it before, the idea is we are living in a time where people, the time we are living in is where people ever say, what is the least I can believe and still be considered a Christian? People are looking for the minimum. What is the least I can believe and still be considered a Christian? That's exactly where we are. People are just looking for the minimum. The body's looking for the maximum. But the truth of the matter is, many who claim to be a believer or believers in Jesus Christ, you're not. Many of our churches today, you might be a member of a church, but that doesn't guarantee that you're saved. Owning a Bible doesn't make you a Christian. Doing good deeds doesn't make us a believer in Jesus Christ. As I love to say, standing in a garage does not make you a car. No more than sitting in a church make you a believer in Jesus Christ. So let's just get these things straight, folks. So what I want to do this morning, I want to speak to us this morning about one character trait that I believe. This character trait, if you are a child of God, we're going to see some evidence of this character trait in your life. So I want to speak to you about this character trait. This trait is not only admired. When you see this character trait, it is not only admired, but it is also required in a servant of God. Not only admired, but required by our Lord. This trait manifests itself in genuine blood-washed believers to varying degrees, by the way. So this morning I want to speak to you on the subject of faithfulness. Faithfulness. Your Bibles are open. Watch this now.